clients that your staff is speaking Spanish to customers when they should be speaking.
Being very violent.
I mean, sometimes they do.
Every person I listen to, he spoke it, she's speaking it. It's America.
He's America.
Why you hating? Kete Posse. No intent, is that your name's Joe Harper? That conversation is for them, not you. So turn around, go and order your food. Solo estás hablando palabras, es su abuela, man. Están hablando when you stare, cause you can't understand. You know what the world calls somebody that only speaks one language? American. The arrogance of some Americans who go to country and visit and think they're better than the language that they speak and refuse to learn. But get heated and burn when the tables turn. Espanol is difícil. Can you conjugate those words? You chose French over Spanish, but they both said more. You can't even speak it fluently. All you know is we wasted 3 years and 6 years. Country said C. You claim this is a country eating Mexican food. You want us to learn English, but your sentence is skewed. Placing prepositions at the end of your sentences too. Latinos, my advice when they're being rude.
Talk that talk, hermano, do you? They speak one, you speak two. Uno, dos, speaking both. It's not your job to make them comfortable.
Soccer when I was 7 years old. All my homies on the team spoke in Espanol. Came up speaking Spanglish and Portuguese. I was dangerous, I could've just been different from America's plan. Like the natives when the colonizers stripped this land. Fast forward, we got Trump and wonder why we don't stand. Back to the lesson, like sending families back to depression is what we doing. Virginia 81 took place, it's nothing new in. Proposition 187 is kinda stupid. English only, really crazy, it was a movement. Si quieres hablar en español, then just do it. I'm with you, black and brown, we riding and get it to it. BVB happened in Cali too, it was ruthless. Men versus West, trying to segregate it up and move you. And you stood tall, fuck for the cause. And they can't never shut you down, cause you talk that talk.
Hermano, do you? They speak one, you speak two. Uno, dos, speak them both. It's not your job to make them comfortable. Talk that talk, speak that Spanglish. Talk that talk, speak that Spanglish. Talk that talk, speak that Spanglish. I bet they regret taking French.
I had a homie that was third generation Latino. All the Chicanos and Salvadoreños called him a gringo. They said he spoke like a güero, though he looked like Tamarindo. Cause he was deaf to the lengua and he was mute to the bingo. He was ashamed to speak it, parents refrained to teach it. They raised their kids to learn to only be English speaking. That didn't make him less brown than the rest, but fitting in causes many families distress. Assimilation is a means of integration. Doesn't necessitate a whole erasing of your culture's language, Spanish. It's your job to make it your habit to learn the tongue of your motherland and learn historia of your clan. Arizona banned ethnic studies. They said residual effect was that it made brown students too political. Like history that's taught, don't do that already. Eurocentric views and Fox News already makes Latinos aware what xenophobia does. Claim overpopulation by rapists and thugs. You could turn the other cheek, kill them with your hug, but never breathe acquiescence from the air of your lungs.
Talk that talk, hermano, do you? They speak one, you speak two. Uno, dos, speak them both.